Hello, this is Andrew Dudich for WITY Profile. Today we have Matthew Shepard with us, music director for the Danville Symphony Orchestra. It's getting into holiday season time, temperatures are getting colder, and we have a very special concert coming up with the orchestra. We have Matt Shepard with us, as I said. Tell us all about it.
Thank you. We're very, very excited for this. We have the fabulous, magical annual tradition of the Nutcracker. One of those things that is truly just an icon of the season, and we are so excited to present it with the Danville Symphony Orchestra providing live orchestral accompaniment to the incredible Von Heidecke's Chicago Festival Ballet Company, who will be joining us in a fully staged, absolutely magical production of the Nutcracker.
So whether you know the story or not, whether you've seen Nutcracker before, this is an experience you don't want to miss because it's going to have world-class entertainment, the music to go along with it, live, everything is going to be perfect. You have to see this, great for all ages. It's amazing that the orchestra is able to bring this together every couple of years.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's such an iconic show, and we see and hear so much about the Nutcracker around the holidays, but to have the chance to actually see it here in Danville with a full orchestra providing the accompaniment is amazing. Too often, it's not done with full orchestra, and we are just thrilled to be able to do it. Not only is the orchestra there, but as I said, we have Von Heidecke's Chicago Festival Ballet Company. We have some local students who will be dancing alongside them. Everybody is decked out in full costumes, full scenery, lights, everything. It will, again, it's just a full experience. We can't wait.
Tell us a little bit more about Tchaikovsky and the music itself.
Sure. So Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker score is certainly the most famous of all of his scores, one of the most famous scores in all of music, frankly. And it is, whether you're experiencing it for the first time or for the 100th time, it is positively magical. There are moments that will make you absolutely come alive with the thrill of the story that's being told on stage through the music and the ballet and the dancing itself, or through just the magical setting that you hear inspired in the score. It's one of my favorites. I've had the chance to perform the Nutcracker probably 50 times or so, and I never get tired of it. Every time I hear it, every time I work with it, I just fall in love all over again. I can't wait to share it with everybody.
Of course, we have popular songs like Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of parts that you might not be as familiar with that we don't hear as often for other parts of the story, but this way you get the full context all together.
That's right. It's really interesting. Most of the best-known music from the Nutcracker comes from Act 2. Act 2 is, spoiler alert, where we head off the land of magical sweets. And this is where we get those iconic dances, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, or all of the different nationality dances and all of this. And the entire first act is really structured sort of differently. It's more of a narrative in the sense that it is telling this story of folks coming together for a wonderful, fabulous Christmas party, and then the dreams of the Nutcracker coming to life. And there's a fight scene with a rat king and fighting against the Nutcracker soldiers and all of this. It's really quite evocative, almost like movie music about 50 years too early for movie music. And it's just thrilling. That's one of those parts so that we don't hear that often, because you have to hear almost the entire set of that Act 1 music to make a great sense of it. So I'm thrilled to be able to share that with everybody.
And as this is coming up, tell us a little bit more about date and time so people can get it on their calendars and start making some plans.
Absolutely. Coming up really soon. It is on Sunday, December 7th. It is one show only at 2 o'clock p.m., an afternoon show at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium at Danville High School. Again, Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m.
So we want people to be able to get their tickets early, get the seats they want, all that sort of thing. There is a lot of room in the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium, but to get exactly where you want, and this is a popular show, so we want you to be able to get that planned. How do people get tickets?
People can get tickets by heading to danvillesymphony.org. You can purchase your tickets there. You can also stop by our offices, 715 West Fairchild Street, or call the office at 217-443-4000. 5300. We'd be happy to help you out. And as Andrew said, it's a popular show. There is a lot of space in the auditorium, but this is one of those shows you really want to get the seats that you want so you can have the best view as well.
We'll run through all that again a little bit at the end. What are some of the things you would like people to really listen for during the Nutcracker?
Yeah, great question. First of all, be listening to how Tchaikovsky tells the story through music. One of the things that we sort of take for granted in ballet is that there are no words. And yet here I am telling you that there's an entire story. It's very different from opera or from theater or from movies, in which much of the narrative takes place sort of literally through the words that are being said or even sung in musicals, right? But in ballet, there aren't any. So the entire emotional content of the story, as well as the literal story itself, needs to be clear through the ballet and through the music. The ballet takes care of a lot of the action, but so does the music. The fight scene without the music underpinning it doesn't make as much sense. The moments of fabulous magic don't have the same impact without that. So it's truly a tremendous art form from that standpoint.
I'm excited to be able to see all the costuming and everything that goes with this. These are, you know, professional dancers from Chicago, along with the symphony orchestra. I think it's going to really come together, like you said, to be able to see that narrative come together, be able to feel it with the rises and falls of the music. I think that's something really special that you want to be able to share with people.
Absolutely, we do. We can't wait.
All right, one more time. How do people get tickets?
Sure thing. You can visit us at danvillesymphony.org. You could visit us in person at 715 West Fairchild Street in Danville, or call our office at 217-443-5300.
That's Matthew Shepard, music director of the Danville Symphony Orchestra. We're talking about the Nutcracker coming up. Anything else you can think of before we wrap up that you would like listeners to know about?
This is one of those fabulous, one-of-a-kind opportunities of the holiday season, only here in Danville, and you get the live orchestra and the live ballet all together, and we just can't wait to share it with you all.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much for coming on with us today to tell people a little bit more about it. We want them to get excited, be able to get the seats they want, and we'll be sure to check in with you after the new year about the other upcoming shows.
Fabulous. Thanks so much, Andrew.
All right. Thank you so much. This has been Andrew Dudich on WITY4 Profile.